Chapter 6. John, he down for 3 nights. Mammy come up right away, but we grease and wrap John's feet in rags. Mammy boiled in the pot for cooking food and he stayed on his back. For the first night he was quiet and didn't say nothing, just to lay and look at the ceiling, night and day, except to use a can Mammy put there for him to use. Second night he called me over to where he lay. What, I asked. H. What? That's the next letter, H. It sounds huh or hey. It's a funny letter because it doesn't make any difference how it stands. Goes up, goes down, doesn't matter. It's the same. He makes the letter in the dirt. H. Mammy, she was in the other end, and she came walking down to us. The young ones be out playing. Everybody else in the field. I thought she would worry him, maybe gut him, but she's smiling. Are you addled in the brain, she asked. He nodded. On his side, laying like a broke dog, he smiled back. I don't get smarter, just older. You know what he'll do if he catches you teaching letters again? You ain't got so many more twos. 2 more nights. I'm gone. On those feet? On these feet. You'll bleed out. I knew you were going, but wait a week. How did you know I was going? You were always going. When you came here, they brought you in the collar. You were born to leave. John's smile grew wider. We should have met some other place. And another time, Mammy, she snorted. I make 2 of you old enough to be your mother. John laughed, rolling deep sound. Maybe so that doesn't matter so much. Mammy, she went on, and he lay back. Look to me. Make the H. Make the sound, then the letter. When you get done, fetch me a piece of rawhide from the barn. So big, he held up his hands. I need to make some shoes. And in 2 nights, like he said, he was gone. He made the shoes out of the rawhide and put rags around his toes. And the night he was to leave, he made me to fetch him lard and pepper. For the dogs, he said. He rubbed the lard thick on the bottom of each shoe and wiped pepper in the lard and stood to leave. Throws her smell off to the side. Everybody asleep, even Mammy, except me. I'll be back, he said. Got some things to do, and I'll be back. But I knew he was lying, just being good, saying the good things to hear. He ain't coming back, I thought, and watched him leave, hobbling on his stiff shoes and sore feet covered with rags. Man gets out of here, I thought, gets clear again. He won't never come be here again. Never coming back. Not unless the dogs catched him.